FSI Italian, Preliminary Unit C, Sounds and Sound Classes. If the English exclamation, oh, were pronounced hundreds of times by the same speaker, it could be shown that no two utterances of oh are exactly alike. However, it would be possible to arrive at certain average characteristics of the utterances, and a certain range of definable differences could be established. One might observe that the mouth could have varying degrees of roundness or openness for O, and that this range of variation is different for the exclamation ah, for example. Many types of variation that exist in a language are not usually heard by the average person. Listen to the following series of sounds. Ah, 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 ah. To the speaker of standard Italian, all these sounds are normally classified as the same sound. Listen again. Ah, 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 ah. Here is another series of sounds. Listen carefully. Ah, ah, ah. Ah, 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 ah. To the speaker of standard Italian, all these sounds are normally classified as the same sound. Listen again. Ah, 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 ah. In a given language, speakers are able to communicate because they somehow classify sounds as being the same or different. When sounds are heard or classified as the same in a given language, we may say that we're dealing with a sound class. For practical purposes, sounds may be said to belong to the same sound class when they cause no difference between the meanings of words in the language. In English, the word spelled B-I-T may represent different pronunciations, especially of the last sound, but the meaning of the word does not change along with the pronunciation. Three different pronunciations are bit, bit, bit. Frame 11. Since the meaning remains constant, what may we say that the last sound heard in each of these three pronunciations belongs to? The answer is the same sound class. On the other hand, the English words house, as in this is our house, and house, as in we don't house them, differ both in pronunciation and in meaning. Frame 13. Since the meaning is different, does the last sound heard in each of these two words belong to the same sound class or to different sound classes? The answer is different sound classes. A sound class, such as the two described in frame 12, will be called a distinctive sound type. Frame 15. Is a distinctive sound type a letter? The answer is no. Frame 16. Is a distinctive sound type a sound? The answer is no. Frame 17. Is a distinctive sound type a class of sounds? The answer is yes. Frame 18. Complete the following statement. A distinctive sound type is not a sound, but a... The answer is class of sounds or sound class. Frame 19. Since the establishing of sound classes or distinctive sound types depends upon the meanings of the words in a given language, is it possible, then, that two sound types may be classified as belonging to one sound class in one language, but that the same two sound types may be classified as belonging to two different sound classes in another language? The answer is yes. Frame 20. May distinctive sound types be established without reference to a given language? The answer is no. Frame 21. Does the study of a foreign language involve distinguishing the distinctive sound types of the language? The answer is yes. Frame 22. Does distinguishing the distinctive sound types of a given language involve hearing and classifying sounds the way the native speaker of that language does? The answer is yes. It is customary to write symbols for distinctive sound types between slanted lines and to say, for instance, that the English sound type represented as shown consists of the initial sound types heard in words like he, who, quit. The range of variation possible for the sound types belonging to any one class may be large or small. For most of the distinctive sound types that exist in ISI, Idealized Standard Italian, the range is very small. You will now hear the English exclamation, ah, pronounced twice. Repeat after each utterance. Ah. Ah. Now you will hear the English exclamation, e, pronounced twice. Repeat after each utterance. E. E. Now we will try going from ah to e. As you do so, you should feel the front part of your tongue move forward and upward in your mouth. Repeat after each utterance and notice that the air passes freely out of the mouth. I. I. Now you will hear a sound that we make when we want someone to be quiet. Listen and repeat. Shh. Notice that for this type of sound, the front part of the tongue is in a raised position against the roof of the mouth, and air passes through the constricted opening. Listen and repeat again. Shh. Shh. Whenever the air does not pass freely out of the mouth for a sound, but encounters an obstruction or a constriction of some sort, we may say that we're dealing with a consonant sound. Frame 31. The sound type represented by sh in English, then, is what kind of sound? The answer is a consonant sound. Frame 32. Is the sound heard in the exclamation ah a consonant sound? The answer is no. Frame 33. Is the sound heard in the exclamation e a consonant sound? The answer is no. Frame 34. In the English word C, is the first sound a consonant sound? The answer is yes. The following is a sequence of two non-consonant sounds. Listen. I. The sequence you have just heard constitutes two pulse beats or two syllables. You will now hear a sequence with three pulse beats or three syllables. I-O. Frame 38. How many syllables do you hear in the following sequence? I-O. The answer is two. Frame 39. How many do you hear in the following? Ah. The answer is two. A non-consonant sound that constitutes one pulse beat or syllable is called a vowel. Frame 41. Is the following sound a vowel or a consonant? The answer is a consonant. Frame 42. What about the following? Mm. The answer is a consonant. Frame 43. And the following? Ooh. The answer is a vowel. Frame 44. How many vowels do you hear in the following utterance? Ea. The answer is two. Frame 45. If there were two vowels, how many syllables were there? The answer is two. Now listen to something a little different that sounds something like this two-vowel sequence. Ya. Frame 47. How many syllables did you hear? The answer is one. In this last utterance, two sounds were present, but only one syllable. What you heard was a vowel sound, a, preceded by another sound. This other sound does not constitute a syllable by itself, but has to be pronounced along with a vowel. Frame 51. If so, is it a vowel? The answer is no. This sound that is something like a vowel but that does not constitute a syllable may be referred to as a semi-vowel. It will be represented in these units as shown. Listen again to the difference between a two-vowel sequence and b, a sequence consisting of semi-vowel plus vowel. Ya. Ya. Frame 54. What do you hear in the following? A two-vowel sequence, or B, a sequence consisting of semi-vowel plus vowel? Oi. The answer is A two-vowel sequence. Frame 55. What do you hear now? Yo. The answer is a sequence of semi-vowel plus vowel. Frame 56. And now? You. The answer is B. Frame 57. And now? You. The answer is A. Frame 58. And now? A. The answer is A. Frame 59. And now? Ye. The answer is B. Frame 60. And now? Ye. The answer is B. Frame 61. And now? Oi. The answer is A. A semi-vowel does not always appear before a vowel. It may occur after a vowel. Listen. Oi. What you have just heard is a vowel sound, o, followed by the semi-vowel shown. Notice that there is only one syllable. Listen again. Oi. Frame 64. What do you hear in the following? A two-vowel sequence, or B, a sequence consisting of vowel plus semi-vowel? Oi. The answer is a two-vowel sequence. Frame 65. What do you hear now? Oi. The answer is B, a sequence of semi-vowel plus vowel. Frame 66. And now, I. The answer is A. Frame 67. And now, I. The answer is B. Frame 68. And now, A. The answer is A. Frame 69. And now, A. The answer is B. Frame 70. And now, oui. The answer is A. Now listen to the vowel a following another important semi-vowel. Wa. Here is the same semi-vowel before another vowel sound. Oui. Frame 73. The following begins with a semi-vowel. Is it the semi-vowel of frames 46 through 70 or not? Ye. The answer is yes. Frame 74. Does the following begin with the semi-vowel shown, or this new semi-vowel which we will represent here as shown? Wo. The answer is the new semi-vowel. Frame 75. What about the next utterance? You. The answer is the first semi-vowel given. Now you will hear the vowel a followed by this new semi-vowel. Listen. Au. Frame 77. The following ends with a semi-vowel. Which is it, the first shown or the second shown? Eu. The answer is the second shown. Frame 78. Does the following end with the first semi-vowel or the second semi-vowel? A. The answer is the first semi-vowel. Frame 79. What about the next utterance? O. The answer is the second semi-vowel. Frame 80. And the next one? I. The answer is the first semi-vowel. The three categories of sound types that we have been discussing, that is, consonants, vowels, and semi-vowels, are all important in Italian. A consonant is a sound type characterized by an obstruction or a constriction of the flow of air. Example, the initial consonant of the English ki, ku, quit. A vowel is a non-consonant, that is, no obstruction or constriction of the flow of air, sound type, that constitutes one pulse beat or syllable. Example, Italian, ah. A semi-vowel is a sound type similar to a vowel, but not constituting a syllable. It is convenient to say that in standard Italian, there are 30 distinctive sound types, 21 consonants, 7 vowels, and 2 semi-vowels. Test A. Answers not recorded. 1. Complete the following statement. The letter K in the English words key and ski represents only one. Number 2. Complete the following statement. The letter T in the English word spelled B-I-T represents at least 3 different sounds, as in the pronunciations bit, 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 but only one. Number 3. Do the underlined portions of each of the following English words represent the same sound type? Chef, fascistic, nation, ocean, shell, sure. Number 4. Do the underlined portions of each of the following English words represent the same sound type? Has, jazz. Number 5. Does the letter S represent the same distinctive sound type in the following two English words? As, us. Number 6. Does the symbol GH represent the same distinctive sound type in the following 6 English words? Ghetto, though, cough, hiccup, jughead, ought. Check your answers with your instructor. This is the end of the recorded portion for preliminary unit C.